Hello, and welcome to the 95th, potentially, episode of the Nobody Asked For This podcast. We made it to April, everybody. It is April 4th when you're listening to this. It's crazy how it can go from the 1st to the 4th of a month in what feels like 48 hours, but it's actually been 4 days. Either that made sense or it didn't. I am coming to you from a very special location. Not necessarily far from where I normally record, but in more of a formal setting. I am at a dining table. I'm at my dining table. Is that just called a dining table? That's a very fancy term for table in the middle of the kitchen. But I am sitting here with a bowl of eggnog. Yes, a bowl. I will explain that. Well, there's actually a couple different explanations. One, it was Easter, which Easter came quick this year. I feel like Easter and Coachella happen around the same time. And unless I am just fully out of the loop, which is very possible and would be like me to be out of the loop, I don't believe Coachella has happened yet. Again, unless I've completely missed it. And at this point, Easter has come and gone and there's still no mention of Coachella. So all of that to say, we had an early Easter. I don't know if that had anything to do with the groundhog. I don't know if when he came out and did or did not see his shadow, if that affects when Easter is. Because that's really the only explanation that makes sense to me. I have no idea why all the other holidays, Christmas, you know, Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, they all have days, you know, December 25th. February 14th, February 13th, March, I believe 17th. Easter, they're just like, let's just see what works better this day. Oh, we're going to do it in March. Perfect. Okay. Oh, the next year? Yeah. Do you know what? Let's do it in April. Let's do it in the mid of April. You know what? As much as it sounds like I'm complaining, I kind of respect that. That is kind of cool to be like, it's kind of badass to be like, we're just going to pick it and you're going to deal with it and it's all going to be good. And it also makes it so, like, there's nothing more sad than December 26th because you know you have a full 365 days. In the case of a leap year, a full 366 days until the next Christmas. But with Easter, hey, the next Easter is, like, could be around the corner. Who knows? They could do it even earlier in March next year. You know what I mean? So that's the beginning of my explanation as to why I'm drinking eggnog out of a bowl. More so scooping eggnog out of a bowl. I just went back from the grocery store, and they had, which is my favorite activity, and they had Easter eggnog, which makes total sense. Now, I did see this last year, and I sort of drew a conclusion that they had maybe produced too much eggnog the year before, and they said, you know what? Let's get some crayons. Let's get some markers. We can fix this. Draw some eggs on the carton, and we're going to market it as Easter eggnog. Now that it's happened 2 years in a row, I'm starting to think it was a bit more planned out than that. So, unless, of course, they do the classic how you fix the mistake, which is just do it again to make it look like you meant to do that. It's like how if you're drawing a picture or something, and let's say like you're drawing a face and you're drawing two ears and on one ear you accidentally, you know, draw it a little bit pointier on one side. Then on the other ear that you then have to like add a point as well. So kind of like symmetry type thing. So there's that. Now the reason my eggnog is in a bowl is I wanted to have True Fru. I just got at the grocery store again a bag of True Fru, which tell me why a small bag of chocolate-covered frozen strawberries is literally $14. No clue, but I bought two, and I wanted to eat it as cereal. I don't know if that's something I made up. I don't know if that's something that people do. So I was going to just throw some milk on it in a bowl, cereal. And then I thought, whoa, I have this eggnog. Let's put that in a bowl. And I was trying to be healthy, so I only put like 7 of the True Frus. And I didn't get the True Fru to eggnog ratio because there is no really scientific True Fru to eggnog ratio because no humans really have gone there yet. I was the first to do it. So I had a bunch of eggnog left over, and I'm just like spooning slash sipping it out of the bowl while I'm waiting for a delivery. I was initially going to pretend that I was waiting for like Amazon or something, but it is my lunch. I had dessert first, essentially. So I'm waiting for my lunch to be delivered. So if you hear a doorbell or like some sort of commotion by the door, that is what it is. If that is what it is, and that also is like what is happening, you know? So I thought, you know what, while I'm waiting at the door, I might as well, you know, sit down, have a bowl of eggnog, and record this week's episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast, which is a arguably historic one. We're only 5 episodes away from episode 100, which means I'm only 4 weeks away from having to decide what we're going to do from episode 100, and 5.5 weeks away from regretting not actually doing the thing that I had planned for episode 100. So this is quite a ride. It's been almost 2 years of the Nobody Asked This podcast, and we still have very minimal listeners, but we're doing the thing. Listen, you can only control what you can control, you know? I'll be here talking into my broken, cracked phone to the bitter end. I do almost want to do something about the broken, cracked phone. I do almost feel like it has become sort of like what I'm known for, just like around the neighborhood. It's my brand, just internally more so. You know, people can see me coming with the green lightsaber strip across. I do want Crocs too, across my phone. But we're gonna work on fixing that in Q2, because we've now actually, this is another historic moment for the 95th episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. We are now entering Q2, which I have to say is only exciting because it means that Q1 is over. But I really like, I don't hit the ground running till Q3. That's just sort of something about how I function. It's very similar to how I would function in courses in school. Like, call me either after the midterm, or sometimes teachers would do, like, there'd be like a second midterm happening. Like, call me with that. For the first midterm, the first exam of the session, like, I'm not really, you know, I'm not putting 100% of my efforts into that, because if anything, if you do poorly on that, it is only motivation to do better on the final. That's sort of how I see it. That's my philosophy. Now, I use this disclaimer for any time I give any sort of insight into how I did school. Like, don't take it as advice, because it didn't, you know, I passed. I have a degree, technically. What is to be done with that degree is still be determined. It's still to be determined. But I'm not giving you advice. I'm just sort of saying my life story. You know, we all have a story, and this is mine. So, and I think that's beautiful. Speaking of beautiful, what's not beautiful, to be completely honest, is the color of this eggnog. I love eggnog. It's really one of those words that, like, I've become desensitized to the fact that the first syllable is egg. Like, I do believe we are eating raw egg. And that is, while upsetting, it almost feels like it gives me permission to be like, screw it, let's just eat raw cookie dough, if that makes sense. It's, that might seem like a bit of a leap, but there's raw egg in cookie dough. There's not a better thing to eat than cookie dough. And unfortunately, there's not a better thing to eat than specifically cookie dough made with raw eggs. Pillsbury very recently, or not really recently, I think it was like 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago, decided to make all of their cookie dough edible. And when I heard that news, it was the best day of my life. I ran straight to, again, my favorite place, the grocery store, and I bought the cookie dough that you can eat, and made sure it was the cookie dough that you can eat, not like the leftover cookie dough that you couldn't eat, that I did eat. And was brilliant, but I got the raw cookie dough, and I don't know if it was like me trying to be a rebel and like me preferring the danger of eating the potentially salmonella inducing cookie dough. But I have to say, the one with the raw eggs tastes better. That's all I'm going to say. I don't eat raw egg. I don't know if I made this up. I feel like I've heard that people used to put raw egg in their orange juice in the morning. And I just think that needed to stop. Well, let me just make sure that I didn't make that up. Egg in orange juice. Like, was it for like calcium? Can you put raw egg in orange juice? Okay, this is, obviously you can. Okay. I can't pick one cite, I guess is the word, one of these articles, but it seems like from the general discourse that I'm seeing, like it's bringing up a lot of Reddit threads and our favorite website, Quora, whatever that means. And it seems like, yes, indeed it was a thing. So I didn't just make that up in a haze, but yeah, I don't know why people were doing that. I don't want any part of that, but raw egg cookie dough. Okay. Going back to the juice for 1 second, did it add flavor? Why were people putting orange juice with raw egg or raw egg and orange juice? Was it for health? Was it for Orange Julius? What? Ew. Okay. I haven't fact-checked this information, but Orange Julius, which, if for anyone who doesn't know, is like a smoothie. Like, kind of. It's not... okay. It's like... I guess technically it's a smoothie store, but it's not really... smoothies. You're basically like, it's like, excuse me, it's like frothy orange juice. I haven't had one in a while. I should definitely go and get one, but it is like a frothy sort of like orange juice, which now that I'm saying the word frothy, it makes sense that they put eggs in it. So I guess the point of putting orange juice or egg, raw egg in your orange juice was to get it frothy. I just feel like if you wanted something frothy in the morning, just have a cappuccino. Why did we go straight to poultry? And like, maybe there was a reason. I'm opening to there being a reason. Maybe you could find people that say it tasted great. Maybe I would be one of those people because, again, I did just admit to liking the taste of specifically cookie dough with the raw egg. And I don't know that this new fancy cookie dough that you can eat has no eggs. I think it's just like pasteurized eggs, which I don't know what the word pasteurized means. And I don't think we have enough time for me to go down like a scientific rabbit hole. This episode, we can always do that. Maybe that's what we do for the 100th episode. I kind of like switch it up and do a completely different show. Yeah, maybe from episode 0 to 100, it's just nonsense. And then from episode 101 on, I become like a STEM podcast. I do science, then I'll do technology, I'll engineer some things, and then I guess I'll incorporate math into all three. I'm going to start by calling math mathematics. I think that's, like, those two extra syllables make you seem a lot smarter. So, mathematics. I am great at mathematics. If anything, really to drive the point home, I'm going to name this episode mathematics. I don't believe I know how to spell mathematics. Oh, here we go. Saved by spell check. Let's see how my food is doing. It's like the craziest thing that you can track essentially a stranger who has your food. Okay. Okay, so my food's been picked up. It was picked up 10 minutes ago, and it's not going to be here for another 13, and the restaurant is like 7 minutes away. Okay, that's a little concerning for sure. I assume they just do like other things, like other drop-offs. That's fine. I can live with that. But like, where's my food, you know? It is kind of random that we random's not the word, but it is kind of interesting that we, like, I essentially, like, ordered food and then asked a stranger to go pick it up for me. And then, like, I think about Ubers, like, you're essentially, like, texting a stranger and saying, hey, come get me. And, like, I'm, like, 99% of the time, like, it goes right. But still a funny concept if you think about it. Like, I feel like if we told the cavemen that, they would be like, huh? When did they exist? What years, like, are we talking, like, thousands and thousands of years ago? What years did the caveman happen? The Paleolithic period. Is that like paleo diet? Roughly 2.5 million years ago. Oop. That's a lot of years. I can't fathom that amount of time. Like, do you ever like sit and think like where you'll be in 100 years? Like, it's spooky. I don't know. Yikes. Anyway. Anyway, let's see where my food is. Let's do a live tracking of my food. Please tell me the person has moved. No. Okay, hopefully they're in like the same spot. I mean, I feel creepy. Definitely, like, just like tracking them, but they have not moved. Where's my food? Maybe they turned their tracker off? Or I just bought someone lunch, which honestly, I could live with that. I really could. Like, if you needed a lunch, I'm happy I could buy you lunch. But like, what the hell? They've been in the same spot for 15 minutes. Okay, you know what? We're sending love and light. Whatever happens, happens. Moving on. Speaking of love and light, I am so excited for the solar eclipse 2024. Let me just be sure to get the date correctly. What day is a solar eclipse? Ooh, there's a whole article. How you can stay safe during the 2024 total solar eclipse. Okay. This is from Global News. I'm just going to read it out. The president of the New Brunswick Association. Now, I contemplated moving to New Brunswick for about 5 minutes. I Googled it. Looked beautiful. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast. Then I Googled New Brunswick real estate. Looked beautiful. Prices looked beautiful. The whole thing looked good. And then I realized, I'm probably just not going to move there just because I don't really have the guts. But let's see how their president is telling us how to stay safe. He was quoted saying, "It's an amazing opportunity and experience for us to have this, but we need to make sure that we have knowledge and we're well educated to be safe." Now, as I talked about last week, we've lived during a solar eclipse and I didn't do anything. And as you can tell by the past 95 episodes of the Nobody Asked for This podcast, which were post me experiencing a solar eclipse, I'm totally fine and like normal and living a great life. So, but let's see what he has to say. According to Keeling, which I believe is this guy's last name, the sun isn't any stronger during the eclipse than usual. Phew! So if you were hoping to kickstart your summer tan during solar eclipse 2024, maybe don't cancel your tanning subscription just yet. The sun's rays can damage a part of eyes called the macula. The macula does not have any pain receptors, so people don't know that they're doing damage and causing potential blindness when they're looking at the sun. Okay, so we do need to take some precautions. The damage takes about 24 hours to 48 hours to take effect, meaning people might not know they've gone blind until days after the eclipse. That's so scary. Okay, protective glasses. There are certified eclipse glasses that protect eyes from the sun's rays. They're different from sunglasses. They're about 200 times stronger than sunglasses. That's really interesting. Okay. So, apparently we gotta start ordering these glasses for the solar eclipse. Okay, is it safe to drive during... I just Googled this thinking we would get, you know, like a BuzzFeed article about, like, we'll tell you what type of eclipse you are based on your Olive Garden order, but this is actually some good info. This is from USA Today. The 2024 solar eclipse will... I can't read that word. S-H-R-O-U-D. Okay. Much of the United States in darkness on Monday, leaving many people to wonder, is it safe to drive during the celestial event? We know Americans should wear certified eclipse glasses when looking directly at the eclipse, and millions of Americans are in the eclipse path of totality, the moment that occurs when the moon completely blocks the sun's light from reaching us. So what time is totality? The eclipse will begin in Texas at 1:27 and end in Maine at 3:35. Now, I believe I am nowhere near Texas, and I'm certainly not near Maine. So maybe... Am I not going to see the eclipse? Shoot. I guess I can delete my Amazon order of my new glasses, because if it starts in Texas, I'm not in Texas. This ain't Texas. Which is unfortunate for me, because I really wanted to see solar eclipse 2024. Okay, well, if I'm not going to have solar eclipse, then I really hope my food comes, because then what else is there to look forward to? Okay, we're back on the right path, everyone. It says it's 9 minutes away. Again, a little concerning when the restaurant was 4 minutes down the road, which is really me calling out myself, because I really could have just picked that order up on my own, but I didn't. So that's where we're at. It's also, we're sort of in a transition period. It's transitioning from lunch to dinner. So really, that's a totality eclipse in itself. I am getting excited, because a lot of the, you know, anytime anything of note happens, every company that has somehow gotten in my emails has decided to do a sale. You know, they do the St. Patrick's Day sale, they do the Valentine's Day sale, they do the International Pizza Day sale, and their, like, business has nothing to do with pizza. They love an excuse for a sale. So I'm starting to get solar eclipse sales, or like brand name Times, or like X solar eclipse. I believe Krispy Kreme is launching a whole... Is it still called the line if it's donuts? A whole line of solar eclipse donuts. I don't know what a solar eclipse flavor would be, or what the solar eclipse tastes like. Maybe it just comes with like a little fondant glasses. That would be pretty cool. What happened to Cake Boss? Is he still being the Cake Boss? Because he would make those like huge cakes, which, let's be honest, I don't know if this was him or if it was that other show on the TLC network where it was about a cupcake shop, but I feel like they would make cupcakes and then they would make like a big display, but the big display was out of like Rice Krispies. I'm like, that's not cupcakes. That's not a huge cake. That's like a huge piece of Rice Krispies that you put like a couple cupcakes on. Not to downplay the art, I'm in awe either way. I love Rice Krispies and I love cupcakes, but it was a little bit like blown out of proportion. And I don't know if, what was that guy's name? Buddy from Cake Boss. I don't know if he did that same formula with the Rice Krispies, but it's just food for thought. Either way, is that show still on? Because there were some summers, let me tell you, where I parked my being on the couch and I watched Cake Boss over and over and over and over and over again. Let's see. I feel like he probably could have gone to like some sort of like a streaming service by now. No, so unfortunately the show did end in April of 2020. Okay, not a bad time to be like, let's not worry about having to film during COVID and like getting everyone tested. Like, let's just cut our losses. I respect that. I really do respect that. I'm sure I've said this before. I can't believe it's been 4 years since that whole scenario. And the scenario I'm talking about is, of course, when I ordered my food. Let's just do a quick check-in. Ah, 4 minutes away. This is perfect. Timing it perfectly. It's almost like he knows I'm on the 25th minute of my 30-minute long podcast, so that by the time the food gets here, we can do a quick wrap-up, maybe do a porch news-style interview with the lovely driver. We can ask what was going down in that neighborhood that they were in for 20 minutes. Confirm maybe the conspiracy theories that they forgot their phone charger, you know? And then I get to eat and we'll all live happily ever after. In mathematics, 1 + 1 = 2. I will say, speaking of mathematics really quickly, I was the person, and I don't know if this is a type of person, but I was someone who, when I was on a math test, I just got the notification that my food is arriving soon. This is just so exciting. The best notification to get. But during math tests, I would like do 2 + 2 on a calculator, like just to be double sure. Because sometimes I would do mental math and it would be so off that I just don't trust myself anymore. Those times tables that they would have, you'd have to memorize in elementary school, I would sit at my desk for what felt like hours, but in practice was probably 12 minutes, and just try and memorize like 9 + 9 = this, 4 + 7 = this. I still, to be completely honest, do not know most of my times tables. If I could find a way to showcase that on the Nobody Asked for This podcast live, my lack of mathematics skills, I would do it. Actually, let me see really quickly now. I can narrate and do math at the same time. Multiplication test. And in my defense, all those multiplication tests in school was memorization. I just decided not to memorize it. Okay, ready? Start the quiz. Here we go. 5 × 9. I know my 5 × tables. I believe that is 45. Okay, good. 7 × 8. 8. Oh gosh, 6 × 8 = 48, +2 more is +16, 48 + 16, 48, okay, so 48 + 16, 58, and then +8, 2, 60, 66, we moved on to the next, 7 × 2 = 14, guys, I'm hearing footsteps. Okay, for some reason, my footage, or what's it called, is it footage if it's audio, I lost the footage, guys, of me finishing the multiplication table test for whatever reason. My phone cut off. I think it's because every time I got the question right, it made a noise, and the noise kind of overrode the recording. But two things did happen. I did fail the multiplication test, one, and two, my food did arrive. Now, upon inspection, everything looks good. The bag was mostly taped down. There was one piece of tape that was a little bit on the flapped up side. But that's fine. Everything looks good. So all is well that ends well. I hope everyone has a splendid... What day is it? Well, Wednesday, but you'll be listening to this on a Thursday. I'm going to go do my multiplication tables, eat some food. What else am I going to do? I'm going to get ready for the weekend, because by the time you hear this, it's basically Thursday, which is almost Friday, which, I mean, Friday is really the first day of the weekend. So like you can kind of phone it in on Friday, especially like once it's like Thursday afternoon, it's basically Friday. And again, Friday is basically the weekend. So pivot. If you're having a bad week and you just want to get through it, just don't give 100%, maybe give like 70%. And just sort of, you know, fake it till you make it. If you want, maybe you're sitting at your desk for the next couple days and you want to make it look like you're busy, open up a blank Word document and any episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. Some are better than others. I can't off the top of my head tell you which ones those are. But open up any episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. And then to make it look like you're working, just transcribe what I'm saying, or what I would sometimes do when I wanted it to look like I was taking notes in class, I would just transcribe a song. I would just like, whatever song was stuck in my head that day, I would just write it down so it looks like, oh, look at that kid in the back taking notes. So yeah, those are just some tips from me. A couple other tips I want to leave you with. If you liked what you heard, or at least didn't hate it, you can go to podcastnobodyaskedforthis.podbean.com. On there, you can see our whole list of episodes. You can listen just straight on the website from your work computer or any other computer. You can also see the links to our Apple Podcasts, our Spotify, a couple other places, Samsung Podcasts, if anyone's into that. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great April. I will see you. I hope you have a great solar eclipse. Protect those, what is it, a meniscus? What was it called? Can't remember. Get the protective glasses and then promptly return them. Just kidding. Unless that is, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, I will see you on the flip side of solar eclipse 2024. Goodbye.